This is side one, channel two, Walt. Mom thought she had more tape there, and we ran out before we even got started after I left there. No, I was going to say, I asked her whether or not she told you that Tom O'Keefe bought a little camper. Boy, am I glad. I hope he puts those little kids in there, you know, and takes them up there and puts the blocks or forgets the blocks under the wheels. No, I don't mean that. No, boy, they are corkers, especially those two. They are the most miserable little cusses ever walked, I think. So I'd like to just put my foot right in their kisser. They got big teeth and buck tooth. So that's about the size of it. So that, I imagine he's going to go every weekend swimming with the kids. He's, you know, what's that, the nature boy. That's our nature boy of George Street and Roberts Lane. So that's about the size of it. I think what I'm going to do is to sign off. Mom said she's going to get a little something to eat. The 6 o'clock whistle just blew. So, excuse me. I think that's about the size of it for now. And I'll be back on the tape before it's all done because there's got quite a few feet here, I guess, that has to be. Someone's got to talk onto it. Mom probably records some music for you, too. Yeah, Ma, it was nice to hear that song. Of course, the music was a little bit familiar, but the words were quite nice. We thought we were going to hear about 2 hours of it, but unfortunately, we only heard about 2 minutes of it. So, I'd say take it easy and watch yourself until we see you, and God bless you. And
that guitar
will be here, and if you want to send the money will be here, too, so you haven't got to worry about that. We'll put it in the bank, and we'll get the guitar for you when you're ready. And if you want us to get it right away, we'll get it right away. It'll be here. Don't worry about that. So that's about the gist of the thing. Of course, you probably already heard China put a satellite up, 300-some-odd pound, and it's got playing music. The East is red, and so are apples. But anyway, this is maybe this is a good thing. Maybe now everybody will just pull their ears in. They made it out of paper mache, where we've got to spend millions. They probably got it up there floating around like a kite in the middle of heavens. But anyway, they've got it up there, but maybe everybody will take notice now. Three people that have the capabilities. It's not going to do anybody any good, but this is something that perhaps more competition, and maybe they'll make them a little bit keener. Maybe they'll realize or awaken that we've all got to just live together, and that's it. So, as I say, God bless you until we get back on this tape again. I'll be back again, no question about that. So here's Mom. She'll probably say a couple words. You know, she's got a lot to say. Take it easy now.
Yeah, I got a lot to say when I can't think of anything. Yeah, there was one thing I wanted to say that he had on the tape, the other tape, and now I've gone and forgotten the whole damn thing. It's gone right out of my mind. It wasn't about his guitar. No, it wasn't about the guitar. It was about something else I wanted to tell him. No.
I didn't see Father?
No. Wasn't about that. Oh, boy.
About what I said? Is that the same?
No, I'll have to put my mind back together again.
What Walt had said or what I said?
No, it was something I was going to say.
That I just had to say?
No, it didn't have anything to do with you. I mean, it's all brand new stuff. Yeah, all right, we'll be back after supper.
I'm right back here. They just mentioned about the driveway. Mother said that she told you. All we're going to do is just have the driveway blacktopped, and then they're going to take cement when the blacktop is still hard and put the cement in there, and then that will seal it. So when it's finished, it'll be gray, and it'll have like a cement finish to it, which will be nice, Walt. And I haven't got any digging or anything to do, and they're going to go right in around that tree. But I was thinking when I was in bed there last night, I don't know. I think they're going to have to dig down. I hope you don't think we're just going to walk on that, because if we pull a car up on an angle, this could be a problem. And also, they mentioned that when you're driving, anytime you're on a blacktop driveway, you're in a driveway, never turn the wheels until the car is in motion, because blacktop never really sets up to where it will adhere to anything, even to itself. It's always flexible. This is why it doesn't break up in frost and such. So that's the situation there in the nutshell. So I'm going to sign off now. I was riding the thing, Mother told me, because what I did, it went, blah, 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 you know. So she just cleared it, and now I know better. Next time I'll just throw it to stop, and finally I'll get to know how to operate this, or put it back on pause. Okay, here's we go again. I'll see you now. Well, tomorrow I'm going to Road of Troy, and I'm going to pick up some apricot leather, they call it. What it is, it's pure apricot, and they roll it in the size of a pizza-like, and then it is laid onto a similar to a wax paper, and it's rolled up into a roll, maybe about an inch in diameter. So what you do when you get it, you open it up and just roll it out until you get to this, to the apricot leather, and you tear a piece of it off and you eat it this way. And it's probably about a 16th of an inch thick, and they're real good. So we're going to get a few of them, and we're going to put them in this box. We'll send out a box this week to you, and try them and let us know how they were, and also what condition they came in. This is the thing. We would send fruit and canned fruit nut to you, but we don't know whether or not that the cans might explode in the air, or we don't know whether they or what might happen to it. We wouldn't want to send it and destroy everything that you in the box. So if anybody does get canned stuff or anything, let us know. Or if there's something you want special, or a salami or something like that, let us know. We'll send it over, but just let us know, and be no problem. Okay, I'm going to sign off now, and because we are going to eat. Okay, see you in a few minutes.
Hi there, I'm back again. This is the next day, but I'm back again. It was 75 today, and it was beautiful. And I called your sister, so I'd have something to talk to you about anyway. And they're both fine. And John isn't crazy about the work. He's going to go to college. They sent the papers in and the money, and he's got to take a couple of tests, but he's going to go on to college in the fall. And let me see. He was out bowling tonight. Oh, yeah, listen. Now, I forgot. Is her name Fleck? Oh, that little piece of paper there, Betty, on top of the... Oh, yeah, I got to talk further back because I keep spitting. You know, it sounds like I'm spitting at you. Where the hell is it written? Oh, Bleck. B-L-E-C-K. Stacy knows her mother. She's an RN. She's at the hospital up at Natrang. If you ever get back up to Natrang, look her up. She's just gone back for another 6 months. And she was taking care of Vietnamese before, and she didn't like it. Down near Saigon in a hospital, and she didn't like that at all. But now she's up at Natrang at the First Army Hospital there, and she takes care of the Americans, and she likes that a whole lot better. So her, I don't know what her first name is, but it's B as in boy, B-L-E-C-K, and Bleck. And she's real nice, and just say hello and tell her who you are and who your brother-in-law is, and she'll know him, and so on and so forth. So anyway, look up an army nurse. An army nurse. Well, anyway, what was I going to tell you? Oh. How it all came about that Stacy talked to her mother about you is because she sent over to a girlfriend, another nurse that was over there, all of her clothes. And then she sent, she addressed that to the girlfriend. And then she sent over a little box of junk stuff that she wanted. You know, she didn't care if it got there, but it was just some junk she wanted to have over there. And she put that in her own name. And when she got there, her box of junk was there, but the girlfriend never got the clothes. So she's cursing the mailman up and down, and the mother said, I hope it's not your brother. So Stace wanted to know exactly where you were so that it wasn't you who lost all of her clothes, you know. So anyway, that was how it all came about. So look her up if you ever get up there. Let me see. Oh, I wanted to tell you about their car. They were going out the other night. And they got in the car, and John started it up, and it went rah, 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 rah. Stacy says, that's the battery. So John gets out and lifts up the hood, wanted to lift up the hood, and he couldn't get the hood open. She gets out of the car and lifts up the hood. So anyhow, he looked at it. He couldn't see what could be wrong, so he walks across the street to the gas station to get the guy to come over and look at it. In the meanwhile, she had all of the little screws off the battery ready for the guy to lift it out. So John gets... They come back, or I don't know how it was, but anyway. Oh, that when they went back over for the battery, she must have taken all the screws off, because he got the guy, and they come back, and John got inside the car, and he starts it up again. The guy says, start up, rah, 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 rah. And the guy says, it's the battery. Well, I guess they got in a fit of laughing. And so when they went over for the battery, must be when she took all the screws off the top of the battery so the guy could just drop it in when he come back. And so while the hood was open, she had told him a few weeks before that the fan belt was going, because that noise is a fan belt noise, and he wouldn't believe her on that. So when they opened up the hood, there he had a brand new fan belt on. She says, where did that come from? He says, the fan belt was worn so badly, I had to get a new fan belt. Well, she got laugh, and he calls her his little mechanic. She knows more about automobiles than he does. So I thought that was pretty funny. Let's see, what else have I got to tell you? They're going to move to another apartment that's nicer as soon as the people that are in it move out and move downstairs into another apartment. So she's pretty happy about that. And we wanted to go over to Maine for just the weekend in June. And I think we'll have them come up and stay here with Albert and spend the weekend here. And it'll be kind of a vacation for them because they'll be all alone. And they can go and do what they want as long as they, you know, take care of Albert and feed him. And they'll have the house to themselves, and we'll go on over to Maine and spend the weekend over in Maine. This will be at the end of June, though, I think, somewhere in through there. So, John was sick a few weeks back with that gland trouble again, but they gave him sulfa, and then he had diarrhea for 3 days, and finally got over that, but he's okay now. And, let's see, I guess everybody's good down that way. At the moment, they're going with a felon, a girl that John was in DeMolay with. They've been married a couple of years, and they pal around with them. I guess they enjoy their company, you know. So they've been palling around with them lately. So that's about all I can tell you. And what other great news have I got? Everybody keeps asking me if I heard from you every time. Rick's going to write you a letter. I don't know whether he started her yet, but his mother, I was talking to his mother today, and she said that he was going to get your letter out. I guess he had started it. He was going to get it out to you. So he's got a purple heart. He must have some clusters if he was, or whatever you call those things, if he was wounded 3 times. He's got the purple heart and some other things. And so anyway, I think he's all set now. I think he's all right. Oh, golly. I'll talk to you in a little while. This is Monday, or Tuesday, I'm sorry. This is Tuesday the 28th, and Marcia had a wonderful surprise today. She brought home a certificate, and it reads, Creative Arts Honor Award, National Poetry Press, Art Division. An original sketch submitted by Marcia Rockensteier has been selected for publication in the semi-annual Anthology of High School Craft, and it's signed by D. Hartman, editor. So she's kind of pleased, and it's going to be, the picture is going to be in this national magazine. I think you would have to describe it as an ink drawing, wouldn't you, Marsh?
Yeah, ink and then you scratch the
ink and then you scratch the surface?
Scratch boards. If you know what that is, you put the ink over it and then you scratch away.
You put the ink over and then you scratch the ink away, and of course it was a tree on a hill, and it was very intricate. In other words, it was quite involved with multiple millions of branches and sub-branches and so on and so forth. And Marcia just did it for brownie points for art, and she knew the sister was sending things out, but Marcia didn't really do it as anything that would be entered into anything, and the sister sent out quite a few from her classes, and Marcia and another girl won these awards. So the sister was thrilled, and of course Marcia's thrilled to pieces too. So we got to get the book and see how Marcia's picture looks in the national magazine, so we're kind of thrilled about that.
Yo-yo. Yo-yo. Yo-yo, come on. Over here.
Why?
Another WTRY 30th anniversary event.
to turn you on. The Doors, Roadhouse Blues, WTRY.
Just before that Doors thing come on, that was a lady trying to get her cat say WTRY, and I think I already told you that nobody could get their cats to say it, and the whole thing was a flunky. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure whether I put that on there or not. So that rolled up into nothing, but they were playing a few people's cats on there. And so they said everybody should start training their cats for the next time they had a 30th anniversary or whatever anniversary they got. But it was pretty hilarious. I had told you on the other tape right in the very beginning they weren't going to get anybody's cat to say WTRY. So that's what that was before this Doors piece that I put on here. This is a new one out. I don't know whether it's from an album or it's just a one piece, you know, one record. But anyway, that's their new thingy out. Well, that's about all I can think of right now.
Hi, Walt. It's Sunday, May the 3rd, and now it is about 10 o'clock at night, Sunday night. It was kind of a quiet day today. We were out, Marsha and I, and in the backyard. Of course, it turned kind of cool. We have been up in the 80s each day, but it's rather cool today, and it's supposed to go down to freezing possibly tonight and tomorrow night, and then it's supposed to warm up again. We tried to put that aerial inverted V, the one that we had running across the top from the front tree to the back tree, and we got it up there. After I had to repair it, of course, Marsha ran over the twin leads with the little insulators with the lawnmower, and of course that cut it, so I had to unsolder and take all the tape off and solder that connections and put two new ones on. Then after I got up on the tower and we started to spread it out to across the backyard to make it an inverted V, the insulator broke, so then we had another problem. Now I don't know whether Mother wrote in the letter or not, but Jean let us take the Telecrafter shortwave radio. And I was listening to some aircraft instructions today on weather and such as this, excuse me. So it's quite interesting. Of course, you have to have the time to do it and learn the code and that, but I don't know whether we'll go into it. It's quite a bit. We really don't have the time just now to do it, or whether or not we would get the time, I don't know. And I was over to Nels Moore's, and he got a new Cadillac, only 1,100 miles onto it. It's really a nice-looking car. And helped him put in the air conditioner in the house into the window again. And I don't know whether Mother, she's writing a letter, whether she told you Jesse had had a heart attack and she was in intensive care. And I guess she'll be there for a month or so. She was about 3 weeks before they found out. She was running back and forth to the doctors. They thought it was gallbladder. And in the meantime, when they did find it out, she only had half her heart was dead. So I don't know what the situation is there. Albert just came in. We're laying here by the dining room. In the dining room, Albert is on the floor, and he's licking his paw. We've got the recorder on top of that little mahogany stand there facing Max's house. That's where I'm recording from. So we keep it right there so that anything that turns up that we happen to think of, you know, we can blast off. Because, as Mom said, this tape is, I think she only has one side or something like that. It's quite hard unless there's something new, you know, around to tell you. Of course, this week the little bridge going between 25th Street and Green Island, you know, the one we always go across, is going to be closed for the next 8 months. They're moving right along with that new road, and they're going to make some type of arrangement there. And they've got Congress Street, the lower section, you know, where the AMP used to be, the store, and where the bank was. That's all gone, and that's closed off between there and Broadway. Because of the new highway, they got the bridge, all the iron work on the bridge done. Mother's putting some clipping from the newspaper showing the arterial waterfront, the road, the highway coming there from Albany up, and she's sending that along to you. And of course, they're going to go up as far as Arch Street with this. I don't know what or how long before they'll go across the island. They haven't said yet, you know, what they're going to do there. But they'll probably get to that this spring. They claim it won't be before 74, 75, before everything is finished. But it's going to make kind of inconvenient there with that bridge being closed. Of course, you can go down or go across the pontoon, or either go on up and go Arch Street. So I think I'll probably be going up Arch Street. It seems to be the best. Got new tires this week. Retired the whole car. It's I needed them, so it's better to have them on there now, and they'll last another year. But other than that, there doesn't seem to be too much. You know, I'll probably think of something after I sign off here for a few minutes. The weather's been nice. The leaves are coming along. I think the leaves will be all out before Decoration Day. Normally they're not, but that's about the size of it. So I'm going to sign off for a couple minutes here, and I'll be back. I just want to see if, while I'm replaying it to myself, if there's anything that I can think of to tell you about. So I'll be back in a little while. Again, I don't know whether Mother told you they had a fire down at the high school today. Of course, it wasn't at the high school, Walt. It was over in the ball field between the high school, the junior and senior high school. That little shed, I don't know whether it was they sat in when they were playing or what, when they played games. But anyway, that's what burned down. They had everyone there, and the cars are all jammed up and everything else. I had two service calls. So the last service call I had, I went down, and that's when I could see where the edges were. And all the people, it's the hour being tired. As far as anything else, I don't know what of any news or anything that I can tell you. Of course, over there by Huffsteiner, that place is gone, and the new hamburger joint or something's going to open up, I guess, in another week or so. And other than this, there's not too much. Oh, the other night when I was down to Jean's, incidentally, I was, after I pulled out, just pulled out ahead of Don and Lee. I see them coming up their street there for Central Avenue. That was about 10 minutes of five. I was going up to pick up Aunt Betty's and just leaving Jean's. So, not to speak to, of course. I see them every once in a while. Marsh and I one night was coming out of Jean's there. We went down for Aunt Betty, and I had to stop to Jean's first. And Marsha spotted them, and they pull up alongside, and Marsh waved at him. She was waving. Another guy was coming alongside the car, and he was waving at Marsha, thinking that Marsha was waving at him. So she got a big charge out of that. You know, Marsh, don't take much to give her a big charge. Anyway, she's out in the kitchen. Ah, you know, Marsha. So other than that, I don't know, Walt, of anything else right now. So I'm going to put this thing on pause for a few minutes and give my mind another chance to think of perhaps something that might turn up. One thing I did do, I got a pair of sunglasses this week, and I stopped at Harry's, and I got a pair of those with the, silver front that you can't see into, reflecting type. Well, anyway, I wore them down as far as I got down about the Memorial Hospital. I had to go down to Commodore on Clinton Avenue there. I've been working this week there. And, it gave me a funny feeling back in my head, so I took them off and they cleared it up. So when I came back up, I told Harry, and I was kidding Harry, when I got them, I said, gee, I've always wanted a pair of those, never had the money, they were only $2. So when I got back, I told Harry, and he took them back, and I bought another pair, a good pair, one of the, like I used to have. And they're a lot better, but those other glasses, I don't know whether it's a regular glass or what, but it, must be the cut or something, or either it's an odd, it gives you an odd feeling with that those reflectors in the front, whether or not it reflects back, whatever, especially when you're driving, from the one glass to the other, reflects back or something. It does something to your eyes, so I'm glad I got rid of those. Other than that, there's not too much. I hope this weather breaks, and when this tape gets there, we're waiting. We haven't heard anything this week from you, and of course we know there's a lot of, you're pretty busy over there now, so this is one of those things. And now, until I get back to you again, take care of yourself. And I'm going to put it on pause, and I think maybe Aunt Betty or Mom or someone else will talk here. We haven't heard from Stace. I think Mom called her, was talking with her the other day, and whether or not John is still going to stay on the telephone job or not, or this I don't know. Again, too, Mom may have talked to you before, or I mentioned this before I was talking to you now, and maybe, I don't know, you may be hearing the same thing over twice. But anyway, it's just one of those things. Did you tell him before, Mom? Oh, she said she already told you that Stace put John's stuff in for go to college. So that's the situation there. I don't know. So maybe work don't agree with them. I don't know. It's one of those situations. So everything else, I guess, is all right. But he just hasn't found himself or something. I guess he wants to go back to school. So That was the situation this week when they had a lot of demonstrations. That went over to in Connecticut, and they had the National Guard, and they were out, and then they brought up a Marine detachment and some Army men from down in Fort Benning, and also down in Marine base down there in South Carolina, threw them up and had them there, so in case they were going to have a lot of trouble, they're supposed to have 35,000 demonstrators there on Yale or one of those universities, and about the Black Panthers, the seven there, or somebody, the murderers, and they don't want them to be electrocuted or tried or something, I don't know. They're all mixed up today. Whatever it is, nobody wants it. So if it's one thing or another, you know what the story is. So I'm going to pause for a little while. Take care of yourself now, kid.
Hello, I was told to come in and say hi, Marcia. So hi, Marcia.
Discovering something you probably already knew, that they don't play all of those songs in the beginning. Marcia says they don't play them all the way through until they get popular. That little instrumental I just put in there, I've only heard it twice. They just started playing it yesterday. That's in the middle of Reflections of My Life. Now, why they do this, I don't know, but they cut out whole sections of it until it begins to get really popular. It's number 10 now and going up. And so you don't even get half the song until they decide to play it all for you. You don't even know what's in there. I think that's pretty sharp in there. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's guitar or not, but I thought it was pretty sharp, and I just heard it, and that's what Marcia said to me. They don't play them all. And this is what we found. Remember I told you with that He's My Brother, that ending? We never heard that ending before until it got popular, and they decided to play the ending to it. Well, anyway, that's the middle section of Reflections of My Life. I think it's pretty good.